It is good to be back. I tell you what, here on the Hollywood Minutes, we have crowned the 2002 Sacramento Kings as world champions. We've taken it away from the Lakers, as it should have been. We have also, you know, I tell you what, we have exposed basketball for being more fixed than professional wrestling.
Wow.
Here, ESPN should be having us on our own TV show.
You think so?
I don't know if I could go on there without being blacked out like those Unsolved Mysteries people with the funny voices. You know, here the basketball is fixed.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody on the street is talking about Hollywood and the truth that he's bringing here on the show and what's going on. It is going around.
The truth will set you free. There's no question.
The truth will set you free. And I tell you what, baseball, I thought, was as dead as cricket.
Well,
little did I know that there's still people playing it. But I do have to say,
yeah,
this is a big event here, and
right,
it's not getting enough credit.
You don't think it's getting enough credit? Because you said that you weren't hearing enough buzz on the street. Is that right? Just because you live on Van Ness Extension, and the rest of us are, you know, the blue-collar peeps out here, all right, and you live in this white-collar world that none of us are familiar with, you know, Mr. Hollywood and his big hat, fancy mansion, you know, out on the bluffs overlooking the river and stuff. The rest of us, I mean, maybe out there with the highfalutin white-collar snobs, maybe you guys aren't talking about that, but
the Freedom Bowl was huge. The NIT was huge. These things were bigger events on the street.
Dude, they closed down Shaw Avenue last night between Cedar and Chestnut. I mean, that's Shaw Avenue. Do you know where Shaw Avenue is? That's a little far south for you, I know, in this town, but do you know where Shaw is?
It's actually north of Sunset. Here's the thing. I have a bone to pick with the mayor.
There
should
be
a huge parade for this event. It should be downtown.
Well, why are you blaming the mayor? The mayor's running the city. He's trying to get the budget done.
You know how the mayor does the budget here in this town? He sends cops. This is one of the highest crime-rated cities, and he sent cops just to give people traffic violations.
Are you kidding me? You're going to start smacking down on us in our day of glory?
Van Ness Extension. Over there, there's cops now running up people down, giving them traffic tickets when their crime rate is up there.
Because the rest of you are out there driving like idiots. I mean, how many tickets have you had in the last 3 weeks? Four?
Myself?
Yeah, okay. I see you, you're online on traffic school.
Well, I'm telling you, they're harassing the celebrities here. They're trying to harass people, you know, to cover their bills here because he doesn't know what he's doing.
The mayor is one of your peeps. You know, he is a former actor.
At one time, the mayor was a hardworking person.
He still is. That's
actors
ridiculous.
Are hardworking people. Politicians, they get money under the table.
Oh, he's not getting. Don't even say that. Don't even say that. I know that's not true.
Okay, I do have a question, though. How come there's more DUI checks here than there are in the whole entire city of Los Angeles? You can't even drive anywhere without getting a DUI check around here.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
I like that. It makes me feel safe.
Well, no, they're not doing it for safety, though. They're doing it for money. They're harassing the people. They sit in the bars, Kelly.
This is not a political show. Okay, I want to talk about this.
Okay, let's get back here. I'm upset at the mayor because, you know what? Where's this huge monstrosity of a parade
It's going to happen. It's just going to happen at North. Think about this. This is a baseball team that had hardly any support during the regular season. I mean, you had maybe hundreds of fans out there. They would announce, you know, maybe 1,700 in attendance. That's paid attendance, but actual attendance, butts and seats, probably just hundreds of people. The bandwagon is so freaking big now that but it needs to be where their peeps are. That's where their peeps are. That's their place.
Then let's have. This is a huge event. Have one down there. Let's have one downtown.
Who's to say that they're not going to? I mean, who's going to say that they're not going to do that? I mean, they haven't done it yet. But
I'm calling for it. All right, fine. They're not going to do it. I'm calling for it. I'm calling out. You know, people.
You know what? I think that you, Mr. Hollywood,
yes,
Moneybags Hollywood, you should sponsor this big parade downtown then.
You know what? If I was harassing the good citizens of Fresno, doing with the cops, I would. It should be down there. The people were more excited on the streets for the Freedom Bowl. I mean, that was a huge event. Let's be honest, but
I wasn't here for that, so I can't speak to that. But all I can say is this. The fact that Shaw Avenue got closed down last night and what I witnessed in person, I was at the Elbow Room last night broadcasting for 6 hours, and what I saw happen there with the different age of peoples, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, and the way that this community was united as one for several hours last night, to watch the way that they interacted when Detweiler caught that final ball and they won the national title was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, you know, covering a sporting event, because of just the way that everyone interacted with one another. Everyone loved each other at that point in time. There was not a crime happening in this city last night when Detweiler caught that ball.
What one thing I am saying, though, it's a great event. I'm giving an ovation here for the team. But the city should be embracing this even bigger thing. I understand it's baseball, and the sport of baseball is roughly dead. But still, I mean, this is a bigger deal. I know it's not football. It's not basketball. It's, you know, but I want to throw the party for this Saturday. You know what? The mayor.
All right. Party at Hollywood's house this Saturday.
You know, it's a huge deal. I tell you what. Another thing we got going here is the basketball draft today.
We do. And we'll take a brief respite here from baseball today to give you an opportunity to talk about the NBA, which is your favorite subject, I know, here on the Hollywood Minutes. Today is the NBA draft, and the Chicago Bulls have the number one pick.
You know what? What a joke it is that the Chicago Bulls have the number one pick. Seriously, they had a 1.7% chance. Now, I'm going to explain this for those of you who don't know.
It was probably less than that, actually.
I tell you what, there's no coincidences, I tell you. Now, here's the thing. This is how the basketball draft works. You don't get to be, if you're a bad team, they don't automatically guarantee you a high pick in the draft.
Right.
They give this backdoor lottery that nobody goes to, okay, besides Commissioner Stern and his VP. Now, for those of you who didn't understand that, what happens is they go in the back, just the two of them, and then they magically come out and announce who the top 13 picks are. They come out and say, well, here you go. They don't have some lottery back there. They just come and sit there and write it out and pick out what teams are the best to get it. The Bulls had a 1.7 chance. You know how long they've been doing this thing? How long have when did this start? 84 or something?
Yeah.
Well, since then, all these teams like the Bulls, the Heat, the Knicks, all these the Celtics with the sneaky trade they had going, they all are getting these long shot. Oh, look, this one goes to the Bulls. Oh, why did that happen? And the Grizzlies never get it. These weak teams never get it from these weak cities. How come they never get it? Why is it there an outcry about this? Because I know what's going on.
I don't know. Maybe because it's the NBA and people don't give a rip.
That could be. I've said it.
And because people are watching the College World Series than the NBA.
I'll tell you what, I've said it, and people on the street are saying this. Basketball, they love this line, but it's truth. Basketball is equally as fixed as wrestling, except pro wrestling is better officiated.
Wow.
That is the only difference between basketball and pro. Now, I want to say that, hey, for the outside, I'm rooting for that big party and that big parade. Right. The mayor better get it done.
Okay. You're going to have to stop calling out the mayor because he will kick your ass. All right. The mayor is bigger than you. He's stronger than you. He works out.
But
you are a spindly little twerp. All right. He is going to kick. He will kick your ass
on my side. I got truth on my side.
All right. Well, that's fine. All right. This is called the Hollywood Minutes. We talk a little sports, but I need some Hollywood dirt. Give me some dirt. What do you got for me this week?
Well, next week here on the Hollywood Minutes, we have Michael Johns to be
American
on
Idol.
From American Idol. Wow. He was the Australian guy from the American Idol. I got him coming on here.
Solid.
That he's going to talk about some sports and maybe some American Idol.
Is he going to talk some Aussie rules football
with
us? We're
going to see. You know, Kelly Carr says he doesn't want to talk about the Euro Cup, which it seems everybody's watching.
No. That's a commie sport.
Germany, Spain. This is going to be a huge deal.
All right. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Miley Cyrus. This is a rumor on the street.
All right. This is Hannah Montana, right?
You know, this is Hannah Montana.
Okay. What do you got for me?
I don't want to, you know, say how I know these facts, but I'm going to put them out there.
You're an insider. You're a Hollywood insider.
I'm hitting up the parties. What do you got for me? Okay, I'm down here. Here it is. Miley Cyrus, rumor has it that she has a 22-year-old boyfriend who is a backup dancer on her show. And
She's 16, isn't she?
From what
Good Lord.
Let's give credit to the 20-year-old boyfriend, though, with the 22-year-old boyfriend. What a tough guy, you know what I'm saying?
Does he not know he's going to prison?
Parents put the foot down here. Now, she's come out now to deny it, but when there's smoke, there's fire, as we know.
All right, what else we got?
Also, we got Britney Spears here, says she's scared to death of the paparazzi after flying into L.A., after being home in Memphis. How do they know she's coming in from Memphis to L.A.? Because she tells them they're coming in from Memphis to L.A. So when they arrive and she acts like, oh, I'm so scared. What kind of a life is that? How can you be scared of the paparazzi?
You love the paparazzi. You encourage the paparazzi. In fact, you bait the paparazzi, don't you?
Well, I tell you this. You know what? I've been harassed by the paparazzi all my life. Especially I'm trying to get into clubs sometimes. You know, I'm dating someone. I don't want everybody to know, you know, who it is, what it is. I can't keep out of the magazines.
Wow.
It's a tough deal.
It is crazy.
I also got another one related to that.
Last one.
All right.
Because we're running out of time. What do you got for
Matthew
me?
Matthew McConaughey gets in a fight on the beach this weekend in Malibu. True story. But guess what?
What?
He's too much of a wimp to do the fighting himself. So he has these surfer buddies fight for him while he's standing back yelling at the paparazzi while the surfer buddies are fighting for him.
Really?
True story.
Wow.
True story. Now I kind of got a good one on there because surfing is somewhat of a sport. It's a gay sport, but it's a little bit of a sport.
It's not a gay. Surfing's cool. Are you kidding?
No, I'm just joking. Surfing is kind of for nerds. I mean, come on now. It's basketball, football world. And he was terrified of the paparazzi himself. I mean, come on.
What's wrong with these guys?
I deal with the paparazzi all
you
my
love
life.
Them. I embrace the horror.
I give them their celebrity shot. I wink. I take the picture. You know, maybe send a picture to someone's, you know, sister or something. But then I'm inside the club, and I, you know, it's my private time. These guys, they want to throw fights. They, you know, you gotta be able to handle them correctly. You know,
Hollywood. It's always a pleasure.
It always is.
I look forward to it next
tonight. We'll see what happens. There's going to be some fixed things going on.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. All right. Hollywood minutes for you tonight. All